Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girlfriend.
We back for another episode of We Talk Back. This is our 10th episode, y'all.
10th, y'all.
We made it. Because they said most motherfuckers don't make it past seven episodes.
And we're at 10. We're also under contract, so we didn't really have much of a choice.
Shame. So it's Thursday, and this has been a wild-ass fucking week yet.
Well, first, how was your weekend, bitch? Before we get
Can we rewind?
Because we need to... Breathe.
Girl, my weekend was good. You know what I did this weekend? We went to a little drive-through zoo type place. Like, you buy some little food, and then you drive through with your car and feed the, like, exotic animals. They had, like, antelopes and camels, all type of shit. I'm like,
what? What was you feeding them? Y'all was out there. Your vegan ass was feeding them.
First of all, you can't bring food from outside. You have to buy the food from them.
Taste these teriyaki. They not chicken for real. These chicken balls. They not real chicken, though.
Bitch, you're so stupid.
Always trying to get me to eat that bullshit.
That'll be good, though.
It'll be good sometimes.
No, but you buy, like, a little bowl of food from them. So we bought, like, a little four things of food. And the very first animal I was trying to feed was the camel, girl. He was wilding out on the bowl, so I kind of rolled the window up a little bit, and I caught his fucking nose, his nose, face, or whatever the shit is.
There,
I
you rolled
so
his
head.
You hurt his little poor nose. Like, damn, bitch, I thought you was giving me the food.
But, I, you know, all I could think about was, only white people. Only, why the fuck is these animals in South Carolina? These niggas belong in Africa somewhere. Why did zebras? They had zebras out there, but don't pet the zebras. They be biting.
So you could feed the zebra, but you can't pet them?
Well, they told you, don't pet them. But they have all these different animals that's not supposed to be in South Carolina.
There's another place in South Carolina that you can go. It's super expensive, though. And you can actually lay down with tigers and lions and shit. Like, seriously.
In Myrtle Beach, right?
I don't know what it's
like.
Because
he was on that thing. Remember that documentary with the dude who in jail now? Carol Baskin and them bitches.
Oh, yeah. That's my OnlyFans name.
Carol Baskin?
Official Carol Baskin. I never put no content out, though. You but when Corona hit, I was like, let me just get my shit together just in case. I gotta come up with something else.
Pop that pussy, babe. What you had going on?
Oh, girl, I was supposed to go to Napa over the weekend, and I did not go because I got sick. I did not feel good. My stomach, I had like a bug or something. I don't know what it was.
You were shitting up?
Yeah, man, that shit was bad. I was like, I could not get on the plane like this.
Girl, ain't nothing worse than being on a plane and your stomach start bubbling.
Bubbling?
Like, how you gonna fuck the people up in the back of the plane?
Right.
From the damn laboratory.
I remember one time I was on a flight to LA and I had to use the bathroom. And it's a really tiny space for you to use the bathroom. So I...
Especially with all that ass. How the fuck
right, I know. I had my pants around my ankle. Not around, around my knees. And I, like, turned around to, like, drop the tissue in the toilet. I didn't put it between my legs. I kind of did a spin move. And I didn't have the door closed all the way. And someone opened the door. And I swear, the whole, like, the first cut, at least six rows, see my whole naked ass. All of them.
Bitch, I would have went through there with a credit card reader and charged everybody for seeing my ass.
Girl, I did not want to come out that stall. I was like, I was just going to stay here until the plane land. But I knew they was going to come get me out of there. So I came out and I swear, all the white ladies that was looking at me, face was red.
They was disgusted.
They was embarrassed. I felt like they were more embarrassed than me.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
Then there was this one white man smiling at me real hard.
You should have said, credit card, please. Thank you. Oh, send that nigga an invoice.
So I didn't get to go anywhere. I think I want to get the vaccination.
Why?
Because I heard they're going to make it hard to travel without it.
Well, I'm going to see if y'all turn to zombies first. I ain't fucking with that shit. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to discourage anybody else from getting the vaccination. My whole thing is, if enough people get the vaccination, why are y'all worried about a few of us that don't have it?
Well, that's the same thing. What about with kids in school?
I don't believe in vaccinating kids, so.
No?
There's that part. I feel like what the government should be doing is putting out more information about preventative measures you can take so that you don't get the disease. Everything is not just cured with some medicine. You could, you're supposed to be able to cure your own body with herbs, fruits, sour and sop, fucking vegetables, and ginger ale if you're from the Black community.
Right. And sleep. Take a nap.
Go to sleep. Bitch, eat an air sandwich. My mom call it air sandwich. You take two slices of bread and breathe in between them and close them real quick. You eat that, drink some water, and go to fucking sleep.
I ain't never heard of no air sandwich.
You ain't never had an air sandwich?
No, I used to have a Wish sandwich. Wish it was a piece of meat in that motherfucker. It was, yeah, it was ketchup. Ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together. Syrup and butter.
That's better than an air sandwich.
Air sandwich? Yeah, that's some bullshit. My grandma used to, my grandma was real country, right? My great-grandma, she used to make us something called butter bread. And she'd put butter on the bread and ball it up into a little ball and give it to us. And we'd just be, thank you, Grandma.
Ew, so all the bacteria off her hand was on that bread.
That's probably why I ain't get corona. Thank you, Grandma.
Yeah, how nice is that? So, girl, the damn internet is on fire this week.
Fire. It's been very
from much mass shootings to bitch-ass niggas.
Bitch-ass niggas cheating to... Oh, yeah, more bitch-ass niggas cheating.
Speaking of bitch-ass niggas cheating, let's talk about the ultimate bitch-ass nigga of the week. Super Simp Series.
Super Simp Series, Derrick Jackson.
Dun, dun, dun.
The only thing that makes him a super bird to me is just how he presented himself to the world and how he, you know, almost put himself on a pedestal against other Black men, mm-hmm. and then came out to be just another nigga.
So you saw all the videos. So you saw the video he posted with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He kept talking about himself in third person. So I really feel like, first of all, we know he's a narcissist. This is a classic case of narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks as in, about himself in third person. Derrick Jackson. Y'all know, you know, and Derrick Jackson. So that leads me to believe that the Derrick Jackson that's on Instagram is different from the Derrick Jackson in real life. And right. Obviously, that's what the fuck it is. Derrick Jackson is just a brand.
Right. And a real nigga like a little piece of pussy on the side.
Hey. The call-ins and stuff like that, the recordings I've heard from these other women, I just feel like this is a public figure. This nigga got over 1 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are saying that they met him, you know, by inboxing him and mm-hmm. telling him about,
help.
Yeah, basically asking for advice, telling them, because they would think that he was just like this
stand-up guy,
like a super whole savior. Like y'all going to point, he going to point us in all the right directions. He going to mislead us and none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he out here fucking his subscribers.
Right.
Basically. But I don't want to just put all the blame on that man. I feel terrible about his wife. We did put a few funny memes up about his wife, you know, because she was on this video. And I feel like if I catch my man cheating, I want to look super better than these side bitches.
Right.
She has no bra on in the bonnet. And that's the last thing I'm going to say about her.
Well, she just looked like, let's have a moment where we just going to say a prayer for sis. Because she is a woman of God, and I think she needs our love and consideration right now. So 1, 2, 3. That's a moment. All
right. Girl, he literally woke that woman up and said, babe, we ain't gonna record in the car today. We gonna do it on the couch.
Right. Wear a bonnet. She was like, fuck it. Let's do it. Let me tell you
something. She just looked downtrodden. Like, he done beat the confidence out of her.
Maybe she don't care. Maybe she don't care about.
Well, you know, my nosy ass, I done been all on her Instagram page. And she looks like she used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She looks like, you know, last year, year before, she was... Now she only posts like Bible scriptures, and she got a few pictures of her doing karate and shit. Like she ready to beat this nigga ass.
That's what she should have been up there. Like, do you have anything to say? Yes, I do. I have something to say. I want you to look at the top of Derrick's head. You see that scar right there? That's where I bust his shit when it happened. You see that? Hold on. Bend over, Derrick. Let him see it.
So I've been new, but look at the glue. It's still drying. Real fucking stitches,
right?
Because that's what he needs. Like, he's a super simp, you big buff bitch. Like, I feel like the men need to be dragging him more, because he built his whole platform off of being this single man and just knowing exactly what a woman wants and exactly how a woman should be treated.
All and basically telling the rest of you niggas you ain't shit. Right.
Now look, I ain't letting y'all side bitches get off easy, because I'm sick of you hoes. Here's the thing. If a man is single, if a man is not married, I feel like that's fair game. Mm-hmm. If a man is married, evidently he disclosed to these women that, yes, he has a wife, but they're working on things, or she won't give him a divorce. You're going to have to show me some fucking paperwork.
Right.
Before I engage. So y'all knowingly engaged with the man. One bitch says she didn't get no money and she didn't get no head. So what the fuck was you doing it for?
Why were you there?
They did say he got a dumb dick. They did say that. So maybe that's why the wife ain't going nowhere. I don't know.
Dumb dick, but it got to come with head though.
Right. I ain't no lesbian.
It's not a plus. It's a must.
I need head and I need you to give me some good head and follow up a good dick.
Right. And then give me more head after the dick.
So you basically just got a wet ass and now you're coming out.
Well, maybe she was very young and manipulative. No, he seems like he's a good manipulator.
These are grown ass women. They knew what they were doing. And the one thing the one girl said she wanted to say to the wife if she could was just leave. No, bitch, why are you fucking somebody's husband?
Right, that part.
I feel like nobody's man can cheat if there wasn't a woman out here willing to cheat with him.
I agree.
So, I mean, yes, the home wrecker is a motherfucker that is in the home. But at the same time, women also have to take accountability for the dumb shit. We allow, like, we have to respect each other more.
Right.
So then that way, you know your nigga's safe with me. Really? I ain't trying to fuck on your man.
But that's, that ain't never going to be
nope
a situation.
Because he's big, buff, got a check, I'm sure. Got right. A couple of dollars.
And they want what they can't have. Or they want something that belongs to someone else. You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
The movie Girls Trip. Right. Remember what's her name? Sis, Regina Hall.
Oh, yeah.
She's got, you can have it all. The books. She has that series mm-hmm. of books, and she's on tour. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, her husband is out mm-hmm. here fucking some Insta thot. Mm-hmm. And they offer her this big check to keep going. And her friends are like, girl, you're not happy for real. Like, put it on the table. So eventually she does like kick his ass to the curb and she ends up being more successful. But it's kind of, maybe that's the situation with him and his wife.
So you think he's going to end up more successful? Like saying, hey, could he flip this?
Yeah, I think he can.
Hey, now I'm this way.
Now I'm more relatable.
Is he more relatable?
He can come on. He could. If he do it right, he can be more relatable to men. Like, I judged you at first, and now I understand, and here's how we all can be better together.
Girl, one of the bitches said she would be there, walking around in a thong, while this nigga making those videos. Could you imagine that?
Yes, I can. I definitely can't imagine that shit.
In his midtown apartment, while your wife someplace else in Georgia in the house.
Because here, let me tell you something, what my mama said. Even like with a man of God in the church, man first, pastor second. Yeah, man first.
Absolutely.
Not that that absolves him because he's a man, but... He's going to be a man before he be a pastor, or a man before he be a
okay, so what else the Bible say?
Coach,
he who cast the first stone. For my thing is, shut the fuck up. You don't see Future out here doing conferences and shit like that, talking about how to be a good man. This nigga out here dogging bitches per usual. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop talking shit about Future.
No, you're not.
I respect Future more than Derek.
Yeah, me too.
I respect him more because shit, he just do what he do and y'all bitches fall in line. He probably ain't lying. We got everybody at the baby showers together. Like, this nigga's a real life king in, with a harem. You got this Derek bitch ass nigga and these bird bitches on the side who fucking. No. Now he's like the new Future for me in my mind. Girl, fuck that nigga.
What about Sweetie and Quavo? Let's talk about that a little bit briefly. They young, man. They fucking kids.
Are they that young?
Ain't they like 23 or something like that?
Girl, them people are not that young. Wait a minute.
Okay, you're right. They're not that young. They're in their latter 20s. Almost 30 years old. Shame.
And to me, when you have money, that makes you a little older.
Right.
Like, people was talking shit when Kylie got pregnant. Like, Kylie got enough money to take care of you and your fucking family.
The whole family.
So money kind of trumps age.
But not maturity, though.
No. This is my thing. I posted this on Instagram. So swag is the ability to bag bitches with no money. Mm-hmm. So you add money for instant swag. If Quavo was the Quavo, just chilling out there, East Atlanta, wherever the fuck he from, could he get a woman like Sweetie?
No.
I feel like these niggas deserve the same bitches they would have if they were broke.
So basically the first baby mama.
Exactly. That's why these niggas hate their first baby mama. Because the first baby mama know them niggas.
Right.
I don't think Quavo got no kids though.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. But luckily, if they really broke up, because I know she has an album coming out. And so they also have, what's the shit called? The Culture 3 coming out.
So maybe this is a plot to
a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Get people tuned into them.
But if they really broke up, I'm happy she made out without a baby.
Yeah, me too.
So she just got free.
And that's why I be praying for Des Dior every night. Please don't let that nigga knock you up, little sis.
How many kids is Future?
We all rooting for you, girl. I think it's about 32 or 33.
So at what point is the women's fault? I mean, at what point is it Future's fault? We all know who that nigga is. Mm-hmm. He's not perpetrating a fraud.
Yeah, I heard like if you have like more than 10 kids, like child support won't even put the daddy on child support no more after like certain number of children.
But he still have to pay for those 10 kids, though.
Right? The ones before, yeah. Oh, but if you have, like, the 11th and 12th and 13th kid for a minute, you can't even put him on child support.
I know a woman who had a nigga 11th baby. Like, why?
Yeah, me too.
Why?
He couldn't come nowhere near me with that dick. Boy, if you don't get that. Negativity. That negativity away from me.
And then, I don't know who posted it, but they were saying how he went and picked up the $350,000 Bentley truck?
Mm-hmm. It was a rumor. I heard it wasn't true. But if he did, I mean, listen, honestly, if I had bought my bitch a $350,000 car and we break up, I'm going to need that back.
Remember that car I lent you?
I'm going to need that back. But they say he ain't take it back, though.
Yeah, they said that wasn't true. But we checked on the legality of that. Like, if, say, for instance, somebody gifts you something very expensive, can they legally take it back? So, from what we're being told is, if it's a lease, it's not his to give any fucking way.
Right.
And that's, I mean, when you think about it, he's still making payments on that. Right. So, he doesn't technically own it himself to be able to give it to somebody else. Right.
That's like, Ashley, here's my apartment. You can have it.
You done sublet that fucking truck to that girl. So, ladies, he ain't bought you a car unless you got the title for it. I'm sorry.
You ain't got no paperwork, you just borrowing it.
Stop lying to your friends. Girl, yeah, he bought me this car, but you making the payments on it.
Right.
And it's in your name.
If it's in my name, then it is mine.
Yeah, but you making the payments on it, so he didn't buy you anything.
Right. He just,
you know what I'm saying?
Helped you get it.
I know a couple bitches like that.
To buy it for yourself. He helped me buy a truck for myself.
Just say he put it in his name and move on. Thank you.
Right. We talking all this shit, and I ain't had a nigga buy me a $350,000 nothing, okay?
Hey, like, I'm kind of salty about that.
Leased me, buy me.
Shout out to you, sweetie.
Yeah, we love you.
Drag
yeah,
that
we
nigga.
Talk back. Right, because remember she said something about threesomes, and she's like, threesomes, ladies. Yeah, right? Threesomes. And I was like, oh, okay, sweetie, what you doing? What you talking about?
You better ready to jump in her DM.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm already in there. And she said, like, if you swaggy enough or something like that, you can pick the nigga that we gonna fuck. If I was her man, I'd be like, bitch, I'll put your head between the washer and dryer. You said that for everybody.
Girl, fuck you and that washer.
She was
dryer.
Already over him by that point, clearly.
I feel that way. I just hope it's a publicity stunt. I want them to make it. I like to see them together.
Me too. I do like them together.
And she's fun.
They seem unproblematic, but maybe that's because she's been hiding the truth about what's been going on. She said, you know, she don't want to keep up the facade, you know.
Back to Derrick Jackson. The cheating would have been okay if the whole world didn't know about
right.
it. And like, he wasn't hiding his wife from the whole world. He was hiding the whole world from his wife.
Listen, but sweetie, in a sweetie situation, we don't see who Quavo was fucking, do we?
No.
She told.
Yeah, and he was like, he thought she was a different woman, because meaning don't put the business out.
Right.
But she was sending a bat signal, let niggas know she's single. Right. Like,
ooh, ooh.
Boy, Quavo, there's people out here with a bigger check who I'm pretty sure is checking for sweetie fine ass.
Right.
You done fumbled the ball.
Get her back, bruh. Do you want to be the bitch fucking with Quavo after sweetie? Like, hell no.
Sweetie made Quavo look nice.
Yep. Bitch is going to be like, can we keep this a secret, Quavo?
Putting that nigga on ice when he started telling people they're together.
Right. What? Me? I'm sorry to this man. I do not know this man.
Girl, moving along. The mass goddamn shootings, man. It has to stop.
You just got to stop. It's out of control. Like,
I know this is not a super serious podcast because we don't want it to be.
Man, like, we want to have fun. This is our fun space.
But is fucking mass murder like white culture?
Yes.
Like blue jeans, pasta salad, and mass
blue
murder.
Blue jeans is Asian.
Is it?
I feel like blue dye, the dye that comes for jean, is Asian culture, not.
Well, maybe we both right, because India is technically in Asia, right?
I don't know, girl. I wouldn't yes, pass bitch. That part of the test.
India is not a country. I mean, it's not a continent.
Well, I know it's not a continent.
Yeah, so it's in Asia. That's where it's located. It's not in
I
Europe.
Don't know why I feel like India is like...
By itself somewhere?
Yeah, Bollywood in India. What? Is Bollywood India?
What the fuck is Bollywood?
Oh, bitch, you don't know what Bollywood is?
No,
you?
Like in California?
Girl, go to hell!
Why the hell do you even know about Bollywood? That's some shit you learned in Europe.
No, it's you, Priyanka Chopra. She fine as hell. You don't know who that is? She from Bollywood. She's in American films now, though.
Oh, I don't know.
She's a little baddie Indian. I ain't slid in her DMs yet. Hey, girl. I think she's married to like one of the Jonas Brothers or something like that.
Interesting.
But anyway, back to the topic. We got off topic. We went from Indigo to Bollywood. What the fuck was we even talking about? Blue jeans?
Oh, mass shootings, girl.
Mass bye. Shootings to Bollywood. See, this is why America will never be great.
Drugs. And they about to make shrooms and shit legal too, girl. All of us gonna be out our damn minds, which I also think is a plot from the government.
I want to try shrooms though, for real.
Me
in
too.
A controlled environment.
I do want to as well, because people said they really be finding themselves.
Right.
But I'm scared I'm gonna lose myself. Like, I'm scared I won't come back.
Just have a low dose.
I don't know. I want to do it outside though. So I can see, like,
you want to lay in the grass barefoot and do it, right?
Yes.
And connect
and
with
be
the earth.
One with earth. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, back to these goddamn crazy ass white people.
Right. Why y'all keep doing that?
I feel like, let me tell you, if they start targeting us because of this, because I'm a super conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like conspiracies come from real fucking places, and you could just pass it off as being some crazy talk, a bunch of group of crazy people is fucking saying, but. Just a couple months ago, this young boy, 17, 18, 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
got caught, car full of shit with a plan to go shoot up some shit somewhere,
mm-hmm.
had a car full of guns, ammo, and like $250,000.
Where did he get that money from?
Exactly. Who is hiring these people? And I feel like they either sacrifice people in their family by doing shit like this, or they kill a black person to upgrade the family. So they pick a family.
What?
I want to write a movie like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie. I don't know how reality that is, how much of reality that is.
So, like, could you imagine this. Imagine that there's a lottery, like, mm-hmm. outside from Mega Millions and Powerball.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lottery where one person in your family has to be sacrificed for the greater good, like, for the rest of the family.
So, like, Hunger Games.
Essentially.
Okay.
So, your family you get killed, and then your family sues, and they get millions of dollars. And now everybody's straight. You just had to die for it.
Well, why, though? What's the point?
Population control. It's just time for this family to be upgraded. Anyway, I don't know. I'll figure it out when I write the movie, but doesn't it sound like a good premise?
I mean, I don't... It started off strong. I don't know somewhere I got lost.
Bitch, why are you asking questions?
Because I'm trying to have some other clarity on why they
picking
this mom.
These nuts. Like... Why are you trying to discredit my writing capabilities?
I got lost somewhere there. Yeah, I wish I could.
But
see
they
my
would
ass.
Do it because somebody gotta die anyway.
Why?
It's just like Hunger Games. Why are they doing Hunger Games?
For entertainment.
It's not for entertainment. It's because they want their what do they call it? Their district. You get upgraded
mm-hmm.
if your person from your district wins.
Mm-hmm.
So the person in your family gets murdered and your family then upgrades to the upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody has to die for y'all to get there.
Dang. I can't think of nobody I would sacrifice. If I had to do that, like,
I think about Shree people. I got about Shree people on my mind.
All right. Before we sacrifice any of AJ's relatives, we're going to go pay some bills real quick. And we're back. Paying those bills on time like I never did in my life.
So damn stupid, girl. I be telling you, you stupid, like, I don't know how many times in an episode.
I know.
<It's> so funny. So look, we haven't been included hardly any of our segments that we have. And we be having shit every week, basically. But we just be running out of time and running out of fucking mouth.
Period.
So we do want to incorporate this week our Ask a Black Friend segment. Talk to him. First Ask a Black Friend question. First of all, thanks for doing this. I'm sure this kind of segment can be exhausting, and I appreciate you guys for taking on the work. So, I'm white and want to know the best way to talk to my Black friends about their opinions on racial issues. How can I voice my opinion on the matters? I feel like I'm in no position to even have an opinion. How much do you guys hate the white devil's advocate, even when it's just friendly, drunken banter? Thanks.
We hate them to death. We hate them, we hate them, we hate them.
We need to know what the banter is. Like, and
the white devil's advocate. Why do you call it that? That doesn't sound appealing.
Yeah, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like maybe she's around some Black friends and they're voicing their opinions about different things that Black people go through.
And she has an opposing opinion.
That may not be favorable.
Right.
So I wish she would have actually asked us.
The
questions. I wish she would have asked us the actual question that she would want to ask her friends that she can't talk to in that way.
Or like, how are you advocating for the white devil? Like, what are you saying, you know?
I can give you a famous one.
Okay.
Because this is what a lot of white folks do.
Okay.
Let's take Charlamagne, for example.
Okay.
Charlamagne is a good friend of both of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne is a very successful person now in entertainment. Right. I remember when the Breakfast Club did a collaboration with, I'm Googling redneck radio host, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he died.
Okay, so Charlamagne is successful. Everybody on the Breakfast Club is successful. So they did a collaboration with Rush Limbaugh and the Breakfast Club last year, or maybe may have been the year before, to discuss like racial inequality and some of the plight that Black people have.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of white people look at successful Black people and say, oh, they did it. Why can't the rest of you do it?
Right.
As if the rest of us aren't trying. So I feel like maybe that's the white devil's advocate shit she's talking about. Like, if there's opportunity out there, just go and get it. But the opportunity is just it's just not available for all of us.
Right.
No matter how hard we try.
Exactly. So maybe how you feeling, girl. Go to hell.
I don't want to tell them to go to hell. I want her to ask us. This is what we want. We want people to ask specific questions. Things you really want to know. Matter of fact, it doesn't even have to be a question. Let it be a statement and let us talk about your statement. Make a statement.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a question, something you want to know about us. Make the statement and then we'll discuss it. So to me, like this particular Ask a Black Friend, I can't really.
We can't answer what, you know, because you didn't give us any real meat and potatoes.
But I'll tell you this, just as
proceed with caution. That would be my only answer.
Exactly. Whatever the funny banter is, proceed with caution.
Right.
Because like, it might not be funny. Don't talk about no fucking watermelon.
It might not be funny to your Black homegirl.
Okay, let's just say it is chicken or watermelon she want to make a joke about. Why can't she to her Black friends?
Yeah, you got to know your audience, because some of your Black friends might laugh. It just depends on who your Black friends are, you know, and how cool y'all are.
Right.
I don't really have no white friends that can joke with me about chicken and watermelon, though.
The white friends that I have wouldn't.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
They don't even want, I'm trying to understand why white people want to say nigga so bad.
Because
you feel entitled.
Right, because it makes them feel powerful or something. I don't know. Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
Okay, so that was old girl. So now we got another one, which is more actual. She's posing an actual question. So she says on episode 4, you had a question about white privilege. I'm half white, half Hispanic. My mom is Hispanic and my dad's white. So on paper, I'm white. But I have brown hair, eyes, and skin. I don't feel I have as much privilege as an obviously white person, but I know I have more than a Black person. I'm still learning your voices, so I don't know who said this, but one of you made the comment, if you're not using your privilege, I don't feel bad for you. I know non-Black people need to be allies for things like racial injustice and discrimination, and I definitely am, especially to my ignorant family members. But I guess my question is there an incorrect way/offensive way to use white privilege? If someone does use their white privilege, is it racist or as long as they acknowledge its existence, is it okay? Love your show.
So that was you, AJ.
Yes, because I always say that. Let me tell you about me, right? When I see like a homeless person, mm-hmm. I usually only give Black homeless women my money. A lot of times, if it's a man, may he be white or Black, and he looks young, my age, or, you know, I'm not giving you my hard-earned money. But I'll give.
Can I just interject right here? I'm sorry. I seen this fine-ass homeless man the other day. Bitch, that nigga was fine as fuck. He had long, he looked like Black Jesus or something. He had long dreads, and he was young. He was young, and he had pretty Black skin, and he was standing on North Tryon. And bitch, I almost turned around. I was like, you know what? I could probably help him with his life. I could take him in and get him together, and we could live happily ever after. He was that beautiful. But Tanya told me, pull over.
Girl, it might have been Jesus.
It might have been. He looked like Jesus. He was so beautiful.
That might have been who Derek Jackson's wife waiting for, girl.
If she waiting for him, then I ain't mad at her, because he is
to be delivered.
That was a beautiful Black man on the side of the road.
Girl, why the hell you interrupt my goddamn
shit? Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the white people. Back to the white people.
What the fuck was the question again? Basically, what she's asking is, what's the appropriate way to use your white privilege? And she said, but I guess my question is there an incorrect way / offensive way to use white privilege? If someone does use their white privilege, is it racist? Or as long as they acknowledge it? As long as they acknowledge it.
Right.
To me, I don't know what
privilege to help others.
Yes. That's what we would like. We need allies.
Right.
At this point. We don't just need you just not being racist. We need allies at this point.
Period.
This is not an issue that Black people have to fix in America. This is a white issue. It's not a Black issue.
Right.
And this shit is taught. We may have some type of feeling towards white people because of things that have happened to us. White people, sometimes y'all just, the shit is just in your blood not to fuck with us. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it's just passed down through DNA, or you guys are actually raising your children to be hateful.
To be hateful and distrustful of Black people.
Yes, because we're in our 30s. I went to school with some people. I grew up with some people from first grade, some white people. Like, my neighborhood, the schools I went to were always mixed schools. Mm-hmm. So I realized that the people I grew up with, these people were racist. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize it until we're now adults at our high school reunion.
But not you, AJ. You're different. You're not like other Black people.
Exactly.
Girl, get the fuck. I am. I'm just like them.
I am them. Right. Actually. So we just want white people to acknowledge their privilege. When I say that I don't feel sorry for people who don't use their white privilege, is when I see a young white man on the street begging for money. He can literally clean up, go cut his hair, and get a job that I'm more qualified for.
Right.
Just because he's white.
Right.
They have preferential treatment because mm-hmm. you're white. Like, you're going to put your people on, which is, it's natural.
Right.
Black people just have to get more and more of a position to put our people on.
Yeah.
And we just want to be left alone. We don't really want nothing from y'all. We just want to be left alone. But I feel like white people are so scared of the potential that Black people have. I don't want to get too deep in that, but Miss Mams,
just use your white privilege to help others. Period.
Yeah, and when y'all have boat trips, invite us.
Right. Like, we like boats. We get in the water because we ain't wetting our hair, but that's a different story. Okay.
Ever since I went to the Caribbean with braids, bitch, I don't care if I got a wig on, whatever. How I'm getting in the water. It's so freeing.
AJ will get in the water with y'all. I'm not getting.
I went on vacation with braids, and I'm like, I'm never wearing a wig to the beach again. The fuck was I doing? But I wore a wig to.
You
St.
just
Thomas.
Wore a wig to the beach.
I did. I was in that fucking water. I didn't give a shit about that wig because, like, the ocean is just much more important than that wig.
I'm gonna get in up to my titties, and then the bottom of my wig could get wet, but that top where them cornrows is at, nah.
Damn, I should be so matted.
Yeah, now you got to dry them braids. Ain't nobody trying to do that. I'm trying to eat good, smoke, and fuck. That's it.
Hey, look, I don't want no more fucking girls trips, man. I only want to go to the beach with men. I mean, excuse me. I only want to go to the beach with my man. Because after you done had like a long day at the beach, like who the fuck want to go to the room with a bunch of bitches? Like, you know, I need dick at the room.
I've only been on, I can count on one hand how many vacations I've ever been on. Mm. All my trips are with a bunch of bitches every time.
So the majority
of
my,
no man.
I won't say the majority of my trips, but I mean, women just travel more than men. Mm-hmm. A lot of times. Niggas don't be going nowhere. Like, niggas don't get a group of men together and go on vacation, hardly.
The reason I don't be going no more is because I can't pack my pussy. They said it's too bomb. TSA won't let it go on the plane. So niggas be mad that I ain't got it with me.
Hey, like, I'll be calling for like, girl, can you please FedEx my pussy?
He is
please,
tripping.
Girl. I left the pussy at the house because I wasn't trying to give it up, and now I want to use it.
Right.
Can you please FedEx my pussy?
You know what? I just saw your pussy in the freezer. Let me grab it out.
Thaw that shit out first, please. That cold ass cereal pussy.
You need to grow up, man.
No, I refuse to. I don't feel like being grown. Nobody got no time for that shit.
I don't want to either. I know after we had the psychic, I said that I was just going to wait on my NBA player, but the feeling is starting to wear off, and I think I want to go back to For the Love of Tambien.
Girl, no. Maybe you have to actively be approaching your basketball player somewhere. Just pick one.
I did. I added him on the episode. And that nigga ain't respond.
Hold on. Tell him who. Oh, fine, bald head ass. Tell him who you at, Tam.
Serge Ibaka. That is a beautiful black man.
Girl, he's a god, that guy. Yes. What the fuck?
I know.
Like, how could you just be walking around looking like that?
Right. Why they don't all look like that? The world would be a better place if every man looked like Serge Ibaka.
Shit, niggas feel like that about us. The world would be a better place if all of us had long, curly hair.
If we was all Lori Harvey out here. Let niggas a nigga say like, that. Bitches would be mad. Boy, fuck you. We don't need to be. We are beautiful the way we I am enough.
Bitch, take the filter off. First of all, like, the problem is that men want to be able to rub their hand through your hair, and they just can't do that to black women. A lot of us, they just want to be able to touch our scalp. Like, girl, I be giving head, and he'll take my bonnet off
to rub your
rub his fingers through the middle of my brains. Oh,
that's sweet.
That's love.
That's love. Because I seen them braids and they are not sexy.
And nigga had get caught up in there like, girl, let that nigga see them damn braids, girl. Don't be shamed.
I don't even have nobody that I'm like that with.
Look,
I ain't like that with them to let them see my braids, but I do be sucking dick. That's just a different level of intimacy. I'm not ready for that.
Is he locking the bathroom door on vacation trying to paste that fucking wig back down? Look, I'm free, girl.
I would take my bonnet off. I would take my wig off, though. I am not sleeping in no wig. I don't give a fuck. I would put my bonnet off. Listen, before I take it off, I would have a conversation with that nigga like, look.
Don't touch my head while I'm asleep.
I'm about to take my wig off, and I'm about to put my bonnet on, and I want you to see it like a crown, okay? Period. Don't play with me.
So my nigga wear a bonnet to bed, so we good.
Both of y'all got on bonnets.
Both of us be having on a bonnet. Shout out to all the bonnet bays.
Bonnet bays.
Yep. He got
I'm not sure, but I think I want you to take out the part about me sucking dick.
It's too funny.
It's so funny, but I don't want people to think I'm just out here sucking random dick.
We gonna leave that shit in there. We gonna leave in it the fact that you want me to take it out.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
First of all,
I am this is for fun. I ain't even sucking the one now. I ain't having no fun in 2021.
Ha, nigga, we made it.
So let's do our outro in old lady voices.
All right, now, y'all. Thank y'all for coming out, listeners, today. Come on back. We love you. All right. I got some food for you, cook in the kitchen, some hog balls and turkey legs. And...
cut all of that out.
Baby, cover your chest out. It's cold outside. Why you walk around with your chest out?
Old people always want you to fucking cover up.
I seen Cardi B on the TV talking about a WAP. Somebody ought to WAP her ass. We didn't do that in my day.
Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you tonight.
Look, so keep the damn messages and emails coming. We really enjoy them. We did get a couple dumb bitch stories, but they ain't been dumb enough. Hey, look, right. We got better dumb bitch stories of our own.
Right.
Tam is over the conversation. I just want to add one more thing before we get out of here about that Derrick Jackson shit. Ugh. It's not necessarily about him. It's about being careful with religion. People always tell you to be careful, like when you do like your little rituals and things that you do, just mm-hmm. anything that's outside the church, people don't be careful with that. Why? Nobody ever warns you about Christianity. And I'm not saying nothing bad behind it, but I feel like her husband is using Christianity to oppress her. And she's deep in it, and he's deep in all these bitches' pussy. Mm-hmm. So just be careful. Just be careful. It's just a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it is, but it happens. Bitches get cheated on every day, B.
Like, religion really teaches women that we just supposed to endure all this fucking pain, dog. And love your husband, and he'll love you the way he loved the church. What, bitch? What?
Yeah, every nigga ain't bo ass. Some of them broke ass, some of them po ass, no good ass. You just gotta find out which one you got. But all every right, woman y'all. Ain't Ruth either. Every woman ain't Ruth either. So
I'm a descendant of Lilith.
Okay,
Eve,
girl.
Bitch. Bitch, you Eve.
Side bitch.
From a nigga rib. And that's like crazy. Eve came from a nigga rib and she was a side bitch.
I don't see that nowhere in the Bible. I never see Eve as the first side bitch.
Girl, I got people think that's so fucking crazy, but it's true though. It's in Greek mythologies, actually. It's like a Greek mythology side of the Bible. Anyway.
Let's go home.
I know. So look, if y'all motherfuckers enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts at.
And we got something real spicy for y'all next week. So y'all come back. I can't wait to talk about it.
All right, y'all.